Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 8:04 a.m. here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here. It's the morning shift. I'm Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. Dylan behind the glass taking your phone calls. The wake-up call coming up in just 1 minute, 404-726-0929. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Freddie Freeman, Dodger in the Hall of Fame or Brave in the Hall of Fame. You asked the question, Allie, going to break, and I love Wish One Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so I want to squeeze as many of them in there as I can. Pause. And you asked about who would have more targets. Is it Drake or Bijan? And I think that most people are going to say Drake. Very obvious that he's Michael Penix's favorite target. But they did make a concerted effort to get him 10 targets a week ago, which was a huge number for a running back. It just is. I had the question, Bo, and I'm curious to see how you answer this. I had the question a couple of days ago. Somebody texted me and were like, do you think that they see Bijan as a guy that they don't want to risk the injury of having 22 carries out of the backfield, and therefore they want him to play more receiver? Like, is it a concerted effort to say, you know what, man, let's take some hits off of him and see if we can take some of his touches outside of the box and, you know, see if we can get him more involved in the passing game, get the ball in his hands that way. If Algier had more carries this past weekend, I think there'd be more credence to that argument. But Algier only had two carries.
I think I always felt that, first off, go back to Bijan in college, and he was running, you know, post routes in college, deep post routes, and making and they were being connected.
Yeah.
He has receiver skills. To me, it feels more about the fact that you had because last year you didn't do that. Last season he had, and I always forget the number, but he's already on pace this year, right at breaking. I think he had like 59 catches last year.
Yeah.
For 500 and something yards. I have to double check, but I'm pretty positive it was around that number. He got 41 this year.
Yeah.
It's out of necessity. Because last year you had Darnell and Drake and Ray all playing at a high level. You don't have that anymore. It's about a versatility thing. You also are not running the ball at times as well as you did last year either. And therefore, you're finding other ways to get the ball in the hands of your best player. And he's become a natural outlet in those situations at times.
Yeah. Allie, hit us with some headlines before we go to the phone call. 404-726-0929. We'll get the wake-up call in 1 second.
Here are your headlines before you clock in today. The Hawks beat the Magic last night at home, 127-112. They'll play the Raptors Friday night in Atlanta. Pregame is set for 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. The first round of college football playoff rankings were released last night. UGA landed at 5. The Buckeyes are number 1. The Falcons have signed O-lineman Andrew Stuber to the active roster. Parker Romo and Ben Stalls have been released, but the Falcons will sign kicker Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah, feel good about it. I think we all kind of feel good that Zane Gonzalez will be kicking this weekend. I don't think there's any secret to that. Like, I'm fine.
Can I tell the truth for a second? Nobody feels good that Zane Gonzalez is kicking. Everyone feels good that Parker Romo isn't.
Right, mm-hmm. 100%.
And I hate it to be that way. It's just the reality.
It's spot on. All right, Dylon, let's get this thing cranked up. All right, it's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We have been talking about so many different things this morning. The Falcons matching up with the Colts this weekend in Germany. Is it Munich? It's not Munich.
We're in Berlin.
Going to Berlin, that's right. Okay.
The Olympic Stadium in Berlin.
The Olympic Stadium in Berlin. Didn't the Olympics happen in Munich, though, or am I just making that up?
Dude. Don't ask me. They did at one point. Yeah.
You're the one going. What do you mean? Don't ask you. You're the one. You're our correspondent.
I'm not
you're
a German historian.
Yeah, but you're the one going. Aren't you going to be in the broadcast booth at Olympic Stadium?
Mike, I think what you're thinking about, I think in prior years, the NFL has also held a game in Munich. And I think this is their first year in Berlin, but I think they've been in Munich as
My
well.
My question would be, they're playing at Olympic Stadium in Berlin, but I thought the right. Olympics were in Munich. But maybe it's just one of those things where they multiple cities. I don't know. Maybe it's kind of like the World Cup coming here
next year. Look,
now
let's see.
Now you got to get his fingers going.
It's the 1972 Olympics.
There you go.
I said that they were. I said they were in Munich, but I don't know that they weren't. I think they were in Berlin in like 1936 or something.
There was a situation that happened with that one. Neither here nor there. Let's go to the phone lines right now. 4476-0929. Let's go talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, she jumped the gun.
My dog. I love it.
Fearless leader, how we doing?
Good, sir.
The queen of the morning shift, Mrs. Allie Mack. How are you doing, ma'am?
Wonderful, sir.
And my main man, Mike Honcho. How we doing, sir?
Spreading them. Spreading them, baby. Let's go.
All right, man. It has been 1,825 days since them lousy, stanking Gators have beat them Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, wow.
It is a great feeling. Let's take a moment of silence for our boy Sunbelt Billy. How do I say goodbye? All right, anyway, them dogs are hell, ain't they? They are going into Starkville, Mississippi this weekend. Do not take them puppy bulldogs lightly. Them cowbells, they cast spells, man. Weird stuff happens in Starkville. But I think the Georgia Bulldogs are turning the corner at the right time. Defense is coming along. Our playmakers on the offensive side are showing up and showing out.
I love
it. Cannot wait for Saturday. Georgia's going to run it all the way to the playoffs. Y'all have a fantastic Wednesday, everybody.
Appreciate it, Anthony. Thank you.
And yes, the in 36 the Olympics were held in Berlin. If I'm not mistaken, that's Jesse Owens, right?
Yeah, good call. Good call. They were both
and Tommy Smith.
Interesting. Olympics that happened in Germany right there. Anyway, this is neither here nor there. We'll get the entire lay of the land when Bo and I hop on the pregame show before the Falcons game on Sunday morning, which will be an early rise, but for us it's sleeping in because we're always up early. Kind of is what it is in terms of the pregame show for that one. 7:30, I believe we're kicking that off. You can hear that right here on 92.9 The Game. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Andrea. Andrea is driving up I-85. What's up, Andrea?
Good morning.
Let's go.
I just wanted to say to you guys, I have been remote for 5 years and now I'm back in office. It has been truly entertaining because I'm not a morning person to listen to you guys every morning going up 985 ridiculous two-lane traffic.
Oh, girl.
So thank you guys for saving me from my mornings.
And thank
Real
you.
Quick, go dogs. We already got this. We in playoff mode. That's nothing. Braves, chop on. Y'all got this. Y'all haven't let us down too bad. Just keep doing what you do. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, to my dear Falcons. Across the pond, please do not embarrass us internationally.
Oh.
We got London on the track. You held us down last week. Do it again this week.
I love it.
Rise up. Everybody have a blessed Wednesday.
Nice
Thank
phone call.
You.
Nice phone call, Andrea.
Love
Thank
that.
You so much for listening. I don't want to have to call the embassy or anything over there, you know, for Bo or anybody involved in this international game that we're talking about.
We don't need an international incident.
We don't need to have to call the I've been watching The Diplomat lately on Netflix. Good show. But, there's a lot of that embassy kind of talk over there.
He just did a me. He just randomly went into.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
I don't know, but, like, you have, like, eight layers when you do that. I just dropped the name of the show.
And you said it was
Yours
good.
Yours is like I was in my truck, and we were talking, and I heard a bird flew by, and then I watched the bird movie.
It's not true. I've never watched that
bird
movie.
And I kind of thought about watching a movie about a plane, but no, I was like, I should watch a movie about a
And then I was like, man, you know what? I haven't watched Con Air in years. I'm going to throw that on when I
That's
get home.
That's a good movie.
I should get a bunny.
Put the bunny in the box.
And you know what? When I think about it, too, there's a lot of good movies about bunnies out there as well.
I watched Con Air, and I thought, you know what? Nick Cage is pretty good. Let me throw on Gone in 60 Seconds. And then that's when I realized that I need a new car.
And then I realized my Z71 is a national treasure.
Anyways, we're going to stop making
fun. No, I did realize driving home the other day that I have a crack in my windshield out of nowhere. Where the hell did that come from? I don't know.
Oh, man. Anyways, Allie, do we have any tweets?
Yes, we've got a couple tweets about the Freddie Dodger Braves Hall of Fame debate. Ty Folks says it'll be blank. Ed says it's interesting because he only has 2 years left on his Dodgers deal. If he signs another deal and he goes back as a Dodger, he'll go in as a Dodger. If they win another title, he definitely goes in as a Dodger. Only way he goes in as a Brave is if he comes back in 2 years. And Mr. Yo said, I would assume the Dodgers. There's something about a team actually wanting you that creates a sense of loyalty. Listen, we wanted him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Yeah, that's, well, Mr. Yo's my guy, but he's being ridiculous there. He's in a little of a haterade mode today. I've seen some of his tweets. Guys, it doesn't matter how many World Series. I don't believe for a second it matters how many World Series he wins in L.A. I just don't. It's not who he is. You take your feelings out and put yourself in Freddie's shoes.
Yeah.
The guy cries every time he comes home to Atlanta.
Yeah, he does.
So there is true love for the city and the organization. I also to that point don't think that that's who he is. So I don't think he would say, "Well, screw the Dodgers. I won 3 World Series here." I think he's going to ask them to leave it blank.
Also, coming back here in 2 years, how long is this guy playing? You know what I mean? What are we in year 18 or 19 at that point?
He's still got some time.
Oh, he does, but and, I mean, Greg Maddux did the whole thing with Chicago with the Cubs where he was gone for a long time with the Braves and comes back Chicago in the end. So, I don't know. We'll see. Let's try to get one more phone call in. Let's go out to the lines real quick. We'll talk to Brian in Decatur. Brian, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing living the dream.
I just got one question, Mike, for you. Out of everything that's going on, maybe I'm the ultimate optimist. I have no idea. But the thing is that the Falcons this year, we knew they didn't have a solid wide receiving core. Group, we knew that the defense was questionable. Why was everybody's expectation Super Bowl or bust? I understand that that's what we want, but in due time, if we have continuity, we keep the same man, the same coach for at least 3, 4, 5 years, gives that DM a chance to actually build a team that goes to that particular person instead of changing every 30 minutes, wouldn't that last longer?
I'm so glad you brought this up, Brian. I'm so glad you brought this up, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much for weighing in. I'm so glad you brought this up because I think there are so many different avenues to talk about with this, and that's kind of why I brought up yesterday when it comes to Raheem. I don't believe that coaches can't make mistakes. My takeaway always is it can't happen twice. And do you give the guy the leash for that even to be a possibility, I think, is the question in most people's minds when they talk about this. And so I have a very long-winded answer to this. The good news is we're talking about Falcons when we come back from the break, so I'll deliver it then.
All right, we'll cover that next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.